We would like to welcome you back to another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast. I am Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And I am Darren Howlett. Thank you for joining us on our ongoing culinary exploration of the food culture of the Comox Valley and Vancouver Island.
We are here to interview the people that make our food, showcase their talent, skill, and passion.
Our goal is to talk to as many farmers, chefs, and food producers to tell their story.
And have a little fun. Welcome to the Edible Valley. We have an interesting evening tonight.
Right.
We are sitting down with four junior chefs from the from across Canada here who have all been entered into the Saputo Junior Chef Exchange. So welcome. Thank you for coming in to chat with us today.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great having you here. So maybe we'll talk to everybody just so that everybody that's listening can identify some voices and relate them to as we go on. Maybe you can just tell us who you are, where you're from. We'll start with you.
I'm Tanita Allery. I come from Regina, Saskatchewan. I currently work at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar, which is a fine dining restaurant, but we also do functions and banquets.
Great.
How did you find out about this exchange?
Actually, my chef found it on the CCFCC website and shared it with me. I hadn't actually planned on doing anything even competition-wise just yet because I haven't started officially my schooling.
Right.
So he said it'd probably be a good idea anyway. If I get in, I get in. If not, oh, well, we can do it next year.
Right.
So, yeah, just did it. And here we are.
That's great.
And moving along.
Hi, I'm Caroline from Quebec. What I need to say now?
Where do you work? How did you get into this?
I'm working at Bistro L'Alambic. It's a little restaurant, 46 plates.
Right.
That's it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And how did you find out about...
I did a poutine challenge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, lobster with béarnaise sauce, cheese curds, and brie cheese.
Wow.
Yeah. That sounds delicious.
It does.
Yeah, she did a little different competition than the rest of us.
We did, yeah.
Right. Okay, and...
I'm Alyssa. I'm from Edmonton. I work at the Shaw Conference Center, and it's a pretty big conference center, so we do, like, grads and... Like, we host thousands of people a night, and it's pretty big quantity of food.
Right.
So it's more than just a restaurant. It's, like, it's huge. We have no restaurant, actually, in it. It's just the big.
Right.
Big parties of weddings and stuff.
Big production.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And how did you come along to?
Our junior rep emailed everybody, and I went to my dad, and I was, like, is this too early to do something? Like, am I allowed to do this? And he's, like, are you kidding me? Like, yeah. So then... Pretty much that night started working on my application because I was really excited because it sounded amazing. So
wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
And?
That leaves me. I'm Ian, 19 years old from Toronto.
Right.
This exchange kind of found me.
Oh, yeah?
I was at the finishing my last year at school at Humber College. And one of the instructors kind of said here, looked this over and put it together a package, so.
Wow, fantastic.
I went with it.
And do you know how many people you were competing against for your...
No.
No?
No idea.
You have no idea.
Wow. I don't know. I heard around 18 people or so.
Well, recently, but yeah. Not at the time.
Wow.
So what did you guys have to do to get in here? Like,
We each had to submit a 2-minute video, a 3-course menu using Saputo cheeses and basically products that they have available to us. Our resumes, letters of reference from people either we have worked with or are working with. Is anything else?
And a letter from our chef saying that we're allowed to come back, if like leave and come back and have a job.
So our job security.
When we return, yeah.
Right. Wow.
So you guys all have jobs when you get back?
Yes.
Caroline was the poutine, though. She didn't have to do the video.
Oh, okay.
Or anything like that.
Only the poutine.
Just the poutine.
But she's national, so.
Yeah, she's nationally.
Wow. That's fantastic. So has any of you been to the island before? I think I read in something that one of you had been to the island before, but yeah.
I already been here in Victoria.
Right.
For 1 month, like an exchange to improve my English.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So now you're back and you, seems like you've done a ton of things in the last few days.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you've been everywhere, doing everything, tasting everything.
Early in the morning, too. Late at night, and then repeat.
Yeah, do it all over again. Gain some weight.
Anything stand out? Anything stick
well,
out
I'd,
as being
I'd
a
love to start off with talking, like, when you guys arrived here and you showed up in Victoria, right?
Yeah.
Ian, Alyssa, and I all met in Edmonton.
Okay.
We had to fly. We flew in together, so we got to know each other a little bit on our flight in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We met Caroline in the airport.
And she moved, so Tanita moved our seats, so we're all together in the plane.
Oh, nice.
So that was really cool. They had to wake up early, and I got to sleep in because I live in Edmonton, so it was nice. I got that lucky end of the stick there. But, yeah, no, Caroline flew in an hour later. We met her in the Victoria airport. And, yeah, it was kind of like almost like we look at her, and she was staring back at us, and we were just, like, kind of connected a little bit. And then we're like, that's her! And we were just, like, instant. It was just really cool. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Wow. What did you...
Well, I was just getting on to the whole Victoria thing. So starting off in Victoria, what did you guys get up to? Where have you been?
What did we do? We
make some stage in a hotel, like Grand Pacific Hotel, Oak Bay Beach, the Union Club.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which one? We were not fortunate enough to get a stage at the Empress.
Yeah.
Right. But we did get a tour, and we had breakfast.
Yeah.
And sat down with the chef there and looked over his a la carte menus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then it was this very big stack. And then once we were done, he said, but wait, that's only one half.
Banquet
menus are about that extensive as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Wow.
We did two breweries at Phillips and at Spinnaker's, and we did a Seasider tour as well.
Yeah. Right.
So got some tasting in there.
Excellent.
We went to Cisco, making a tower there. This is really a big industry.
Yeah.
It's amazing that Cisco building. I've done that tour a couple of times.
And they have the robot that just puts everything in the right spot. It's pretty neat to watch it fly up and down.
Too.
And
very little human error.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Well, they were saying that they get like a $15 deduction for any...
For one item.
For one item that's not properly tracked or put away. So...
It's pretty big, yeah.
Yeah, they're on it. So,
I went up to Galloping Goose, Sausage Company, and Perry Bay Farm, Sheep Farm.
Sheep Farm.
Wow.
Saw some pigs when we were there. He was like, there's a pig farm down the street. Let's check it out. And did that.
That was pretty cool.
And we went to tons of restaurants. We went to My Chosen Cafe after that, and we had lamb from the farm that was like 2 minutes away. So that was pretty cool. Pretty amazing.
Really puts things in perspective. From
close it was.
From farm to table, quote unquote. So,
that's a term that we hear often here, but I think here it's more that's just the way it's done.
Mm-hmm.
But people were saying that around, especially the restaurant that we both work at. You know, this is great. It's farm to table. And at first, I was taken back. I didn't even know what they meant. It's like, it came from a farm, and now it's on your table. And they're like, no, but just the proximity. And that's sort of how we do things here. It's like
you can go visit if you want.
Oh, that's great. So, so it's been fun. It hasn't been too much, not too overwhelming.
I think the names and stuff and places are
starting
crazy.
To forget.
Yeah. We're writing everything down. We're like, okay, what is this? Okay, we've got to remember this.
And we have to write everything down just to make sure.
But I don't normally take a journal, and I've been writing as much as I can down as often as I can.
Yeah,
really. Just to be able to look back on the experience and know exactly what I did and when.
Right. Perfect. Wow.
So you guys have been learning lots of different cooking styles and different foods. Is that
seafood?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Here it's so fresh and we're
abundant.
Not used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we had a little beach on picnic. Sorry, on the beach, we had some crab and.
Yeah. Crab. Pretty much had like a little salad, but we're all like crab.
Oh, that's good.
So you guys were just off to April Point, right?
Yes.
And on Quadra Island.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
How was that for you? So you went from the big island to the little island?
Yeah. Like, drove around it, and we're like, oh.
That's it.
That's it. Wow.
We got a lot of those right here. Lots of little islands are great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, obviously, it might be a little early to find, you know, how this impacts you, but, you know, what do you feel happens next? Like, when you go home and you take all of this with you, does it affect what you're doing? Does it help? Like, do you think it's going to affect the way you cook or your perspective? Or is it going to, you know, just what are you already taking from it that you think that's...
I think cooking with locals.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't thought it was that important, but mm-hmm. you need to be like close to your
providers.
Farmers and yeah. providers, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
And the
yeah.
passion that these people have that for their own yeah. products is absolutely yeah. amazing. It just makes me want to be like, crazy. Wow, I'm that's, taking so much care into my dish now.
That's yeah. exactly where John and I came from. Yeah. Like, we're just surrounded by all these people with so much passion for food. We're like, yeah. we got to harness this. We got to bring these people together.
Yeah. yeah.
Our point is just getting in and talking to the people and yeah. just yeah. to get their yeah. side of the story because yeah. it's and amazing how, they, yeah. how the people and how much passion they have. Yeah. That's what's amazing, I think. And that's what plays out in food for me, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, for absolutely.
Sure. You can definitely taste their love in it, I think, and their family history and everything. It's pretty cool.
So being that, you know, a lot of eyes are on you and you're junior chefs, and where do you see, can we ask just where each one of you sees yourself going in the path of food? Like, what seems to sing out to you is where you want to pursue it? What?
Like, do you want your own restaurant or?
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah.
yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I don't think I want necessarily my own restaurant. I want to work for a bigger like hotel or something.
That's right? it? Yeah. You're looking yeah. for the hotel?
Structure, I don't know. I've done the hotel. Like, I did a two-year apprenticeship at a hotel in the Toronto area. I've done restaurants, and I just seen like
yeah.
the structure of having a grand manger department and a pastry department. It's just more exciting
yeah.
to me.
That's good.
Bigger operation.
Yeah. Great.
What was that you were asking me this morning? We're going through the brigade system.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. We were. I was asking what... I can't even recall what it was. Because I know most of the terms, but there was one that just threw me for a loop. I hadn't heard from him yeah. in years.
We actually went over your guys' resumes and stuff.
Yeah, so we were making sure.
A little background on you. So.
Might have been mine then. Entremete?
It was, yeah. Entremete. That's the one that I didn't remember what it could be.
It's a fancy word for sides, basically. So that's your starches right. and veggies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah, John set me straight on that one.
It's not as important as it yeah. looks.
What do you mean? He's an entrepreneur? What? Did he sell it wrong?
Yeah.
Well, so next along, where do you plan to go? What are your dreams?
Definitely want to get my chef de cuisine, eventually get my master chef, which is really actually hard.
There's only one in Canada.
There's only like
I think
one or
now.
Two in Canada. My chef, he's working for so long. He has a
one, Judd Simpson, yeah. not yeah. from Ottawa.
Yeah.
And open my own restaurant, definitely. I think I want to. I know my parents are talking about moving to BC and opening a winery and then having a little cafe on the side. I was like, Mom. I got like wine and everything, but I was like, come on. But I think definitely, yeah, my own restaurant and pretty much family run and everything.
Nice.
That's what my goal, I think, is.
I want to travel first mm-hmm. and like take a lot of experience in every kind of restaurant, like little, big,
yeah.
boat and everything, and then choose what I really like.
Yeah, that's great.
And I really like, I want to have a family, maybe a barn or yeah. a farm, a something farm. Like with
barn. Yeah.
Farm, yeah, with animals and stuff.
Yeah.
Have your baby in a barn.
Oh my God. Yeah. Very natural way.
Yeah. I want to have a cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cow?
Yeah.
That's great.
Just one.
No, allow a few.
Yeah. Maybe a bed and breakfast, something like that.
Yeah.
Cool. Don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very hard to plan it out that far in advance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely want to do the schooling thing first, make sure mm-hmm. I get my Red Seal. Traveling is a big thing I want to do before settling down with the whole, maybe not completely settling down in any province or city, but the family side of it.
Right, yeah.
I don't know if I want to own my own restaurant, but I could definitely see myself working in something smaller. I like it. It's more intimate, so.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. That's the thing that we find is that... I don't know. I thought that everybody came from the same place that I came from when I was younger. I wanted nothing but to have a restaurant. We had a family restaurant when I was younger. And I just assumed that everybody else that wanted to get into food, that everybody else wanted to do that too. And then just my eyes opened too as I got older and did more in the industry, just realizing how many avenues there are out there, you know. And it's great. That it's good to see that people want a diversity, like everybody wants to go off and do their own thing. And there's a lot out there that you can do. And a lot out there that will be supported. So, you know, it's a great industry to be in because you can really follow whatever way you want it to go, you know, you're not pigeonholed. You're not stuck doing just one thing.
Yeah, and you can change at any time.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
So well, look at, we met Erin today.
Yeah, who has four jobs.
Yeah, she started off as a nutritionist and
kind of just expanded from there.
Yeah, we interviewed her actually. It was great. Yeah. Had a lot of fun. So. Cool.
Yeah, that's great. So yeah, you're coming down to the end. I mean, you're in the last half, or you're in the second week.
Don't remind me about it.
I don't want to leave.
We don't want to go back home.
Yeah.
So what are the things you guys got going on? Because you got a few more days here, and there's a few more events you got to go hit up. So.
Shellfish Festival.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We're going there.
That's a big one.
We're gonna wake up bright and early tomorrow.
Yeah, we're gonna do some baking and chocolate.
Yeah.
Baking and chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh nice.
I'm excited.
With hot chocolates.
5:30 for hot chocolates.
It's the best way to start.
It's also our birthday tomorrow, so we're like, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Surprise!
Let's go.
And then we got a final dinner that we're going to put on, I believe, Monday for 20 people or so.
We do our own menu, collect all the ingredients from everything that we've been to, and slowly got our ingredients, and slowly we should be like, okay, we're going to do this. And
we finally get to work with local stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then serve for local people, I guess.
Like, cool.
That's great.
And you guys are going to the farmer's market, I believe, too.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to do a salad demo.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
That's wonderful.
In some form.
Yeah, kind of.
We got to work on that tonight.
Yes, we do. Menu plan.
Well, I hope you guys get a chance just to wander around and meet some of the farmers and some of the people down there, because it's a really neat spot. And I recommend just jumping in there and saying hi and saying who you are, because...
Again, talking about people with passion, like that's you'd spend moments with them, and they'll instantly tell you their story, or you know, it's great. You'll love it.
So I got one last quick one, and we'll probably let you guys go because we know you got a long time. Favorite food, favorite dish.
That's super hard.
It is.
All right, favorite food from here you've had so far.
Sure, yeah. That's just the same thing you've had in the last
while.
That
makes it any easier at all.
From here, I could say sushi. I'm not used to eat that because I didn't like that. And now, oh my God, I always want to eat those. This is so good.
We've had it like four times or so.
Lost like 5 days.
I actually have a sushi business too.
Oh, cool.
Represent. I think my favorite is definitely seafood. In Edmonton, we have like the worst abundance of seafood. So it was really, like, I'm not going to settle for anything less now going back home, so my parents are probably going to hate me. But, yeah. No,
that's great. That's part of going around and trying everything from all over the world.
Yeah.
You start to have a standard. You're like, no, it's always going to taste like that.
Exactly.
Like
the crab on the beach yesterday. Oh, my gosh, I could have sat there forever. but it's just been, it's been so fresh and just unreal.
Yeah,
so delicious.
Anything stand out for you?
I don't know, like, we've had a lot of nice meals, but
very
then
nice meals.
The one that sticks out in my mind was we were with Chef Steve Dunka in Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
And we went over to his house and had a barbecue. And it was just something about sharing good food with great people and just being close together.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. That was a big one. We had a nice meal made for us at the Union Club when we did a stage there as well.
Yeah.
Alyssa and I were lucky enough to have some nice duck on fingerling potatoes. And
Pork belly.
Outside. Yeah, braised pork belly. It was great.
And then they had tenderloin, so we all both got something different.
Yeah,
but
something
it was
different
really
from each.
Wow. Yummy. Well, it's fantastic.
I definitely can't pick a favorite, though.
It's very hard.
Crazy.
Yeah.
The Steve's barbecue was amazing.
And we even went to the sea market, and they had the galloping goose. They had just lamb on a bun, and it was just the simplest thing, but it was just so good.
Right.
Yeah. And the whole atmosphere, everybody just walking around, and was so great.
Went down to Redfish Bluefish as well.
Yeah, first day
here. I love Redfish Bluefish.
Ooh. Yeah. Forgot about that.
That was day one.
Yeah. That was day one.
Arrived and
2 minutes ran down there.
Caroline was working off of like no sleep. And
everybody was asking us like, did you went to Redfish Bluefish? And, oh yeah, everybody knows this place. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thanks for sitting down with us. Thanks. I know that you've got to get going. You've got a huge schedule tomorrow and it's getting a little late. You guys probably need to get a little sleep.
Yeah.
We do that?
What is that?
I don't know.
We gotta do laundry. We gotta write a menu first. Eventually, we'll get around to that tonight, I guess.
Yeah. A few hours in
guys will all eventually make great chefs.
Yeah, that's pretty much the life of a chef right there.
Let's see.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Tanita, Carolyn, Alyssa and Ian, thanks for joining us.
Excellent.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, great.
It's been great.
That's it.
Great.
That was awesome.
You've been listening to us at the Studio Live in Cumberland, BC. We graciously accept donations to help with the operating costs of the podcast or local ingredients to create new dishes in the Edible Valley Test Kitchen. Check out our website at ediblevalley.com.
And like us on Facebook and follow our Twitter feed at Edible Valley. Email us with your questions and comments at ediblevalley@gmail.com. We would love to hear your suggestions for guests or what you'd like to hear on our show. And don't hesitate to send John your cooking questions or pick our brains for local food information. Remember,
keep it local.